Welcome to Lingerie Lowdown, the podcast. Your weekly opportunity to tune in and listen to the best review team online, taking time out to chat with you and each other about everything lingerie. Our incredible team have reviewed over 7,000 reviews, so they know what they're talking about. Every week is different, from chatting about their favorite brands of hosiery to educating you about playing safe when delving into the world of kinkwear for the first time. So for open and frank talk on all topics surrounding the world of lingerie, you're in the right place. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello and welcome to the Lingerie Lowdown podcast with me, Stephanie Bonham Carter. You are listening to Confessions of a Lingerie Addict. Of which I am one. And forgive me, Father, for I have sinned horrendously. Edge of Beyond had a sample sale and I couldn't resist. I signed up to their Dingle Doobry Thing Me Job, What's It Me Job. So I got access to it and So I mean, I had been teasing myself quite horrendously with creating fantasy carts of shopping carts of like the lingerie I would like to buy if I could. And I made a fantasy shopping cart of £2,000 or something ridiculous like that. Of all the ones I would, because at the minute they've got some really beautiful things in, and I just made up, if I could have anything I wanted, that it would be this. And it was quite a bit of stuff, to be honest. I think it might have been six sets of underwear, though I keep going umming and ahhing over some other sets, and Anyway, the sample sale came around and I knew which sets I really wanted, so I was looking for the sets in my size in the sample sale in the hopes that I could either complete them or get a piece cheaper and then complete it in a sale or in another sale or just buy it. And I bought one, two, three, four, five. I bought six items and they came to £412, including shipping. And so I did do one boo-boo. I have tried these all on. I haven't reviewed them yet, but I did try them on just to see what they were like. And I was really, really excited anyway. I bought the Marionette Illusion High Waist Knickers. And this is where I had the boo-boo because I forgot that I'm a size 2 and I bought it in a size 1 because I thought that I was getting one with a keyhole in the back, which would make it easier to get on and off because they've now started putting little clasps at the back of their Marionette knickers so that you can get them up to your waist easily without having to sort of overstretch the elastic on the waist to get it over your hips. And they were £20. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. And then I realized they're in the wrong size. So they are still a struggle to get on. Like they fit, it's fine. But I was hoping to get knickers that weren't a struggle to get on. So yeah, but £20 for that, absolute bargain. So the Marionette High Waist Illusion Brief Knicker things, whatever, that would be £70 normally, and I got them for £20. Also, then the Jazz Suspender, which is a gorgeous sheer with neon embroidery flowers on it set that I have also recently completed because I just got annoyed waiting, and it's lovely to review just a suspender, but it kind of needs the set for it to make sense. So I just completed the set so I can review the whole thing and also have it. So that was £45. That would have normally been £145. So I was pretty pleased with myself on that one. And looking at it, I honestly can't see why it's so heavily discounted. Like all of these people, to be fair, there's one of the pieces that I can see there's like a hole in the stitching. So I can see why that would have been discounted. in like the mesh, but otherwise, like, so much of it, I can't see why it's so heavily discounted, especially that suspender belt, like £100 off. Because I have also bought some other pieces that I will tell you about that were practically full price anyway. Then I got the Ashita bralette, which they haven't, I think, is just a sample. I also have seen this on their Depop, and I've been umming and ahhing over it. That was £45, and it wasn't my size. Normally, a bralette like that would be £125. And I don't know whether... I've tried it on, and I think it looks fine. It might just be it doesn't match that style, and that's why they haven't taken it forward. Or it's just something that they've not worked on yet, because they do have that style of bralette in the Olivia. So it's not like it's a completely unique bralette style. This is just the one in the Ashita style, but they haven't brought it in yet. I think like Ashita, they might be struggling with the sourcing of the fabric, maybe, or making of the fabric, because I don't think you can buy Ashita at the minute anymore. So that might be why it was discounted, because you can't get the rest of it. Because I already have the suspender belt and the knickers. That's fine. And then I got something which I think is actually, I don't know whether they're bringing this in, whether it was a sample, they didn't have them more fabric to make it, or whether it's coming. I got the Shan bra and the Shan high-waisted thong. And this is like honeybees, honeycomb with bees and flowers. On it. And it's beautiful. So the bra was $145, which, trying to look for something similar, because it's a long line bra, which would probably be about $195. So a little bit of a discount there, because it also has suspender straps hanging off of it. Yeah, it has suspender straps on it, so I can also attach stockings, which is also great. Oh, so it's similar to the Adora high-waisted thong, which apparently is £55. I paid £75, and it is the same style as the Adora. Oh yeah, and that would normally be £145, but you can get it in the sale for £55. So a little discount, but still, they were the most expensive things that I bought. And I was so pleased that they were in my size and matching, and you can't get them. So that felt really, really special. And they also look great. And I think the high-waisted thong is the one where you can kind of see that there's a separation between on some stitching in the mesh. But otherwise, like, these things are basically perfect. And then I also got the Zuzeya high neck bra, which was for £75. And I have known sometimes the embroidery can be different on the sample sales compared to the originals. But from what I can see, like, it looks the same. So a Zuzeya high neck bra would normally be £195 and I paid £75. And then Lingerie Lowdown, because they're absolute babes, because I was asking them, how do you want me to review these? Because I had the bra, but not the rest of the set. And then I had the suspender, but not the rest of the set. They said that they would complete one of the sets. And they also bought me the Zuzeya suspender and thong, I think I went for in the end, because I liked the way that that looked better. Or was it the brief? Might have been the brief instead of the thong. They also have like a high-waisted brief. But I love this sort of crossover. So that the jazz bra that I've got is a high neck bra, and then this is like a little top almost, and then this is like a crossover with a keyhole in the middle, sort of kind of similar. And I really love how unique these two bras are, because I've got bras, but like the jazz and the Zuzeya are different, which is why I kind of coveted them. And I can't wait to try them on. I'm so freaking excited. I just need to pull my finger out and do it, essentially. So that is in the works, and it is coming, and it's going to be fabulous. It's tropical dreams come true, essentially. The Zuzeya is blue butterflies and palm trees and greeny yellow butterflies and baby pink blossoms. Oh, it's just gorgeous. Oh, and I also, a fan bought me to go with my Daisy set that I already have. I've kind of really fancied a cupless bra, because I tried one on from Pearl and Poseidon for Lingerie Lowdown, and it was shit, but I loved how it looked. So this is essentially exactly the same thing as what I tried on, but made high end and made properly rather than just chucked together in and hoped. So I'm really excited to try on the cupless bra. I don't have pasties to go with it, but it's the daisy is just yellow flower, just like a meadow flowers. Here we go. Yellow and orange flowers, the green leaves and little blue forget-me-nots. And it's a, like a, so when it's got the cupless, it's a long line bra. And you can take the top straps off, so you can have it as just an underbust. And I've seen people style it over the top of a blouse, so to kind of accentuate their waist with the blouse. So I will definitely be trying that out when I get it. Oh, they've also got a picture of her naked with it on, with pasties and the underbust. So it's like a little mini corset. So it'll be interesting to see how well that stays up over and under clothes. Though you wouldn't have it under clothes if you'd taken the straps off, though, to be honest, probably. Otherwise, it's going to be a little bit pointless. But I'm so excited to see how that looks.
Enjoying the conversations today? Well, we wanted to take a short break to tell you more about our website. Are you looking to treat a loved one or yourself to some new lingerie or hosiery and don't know where to start? Let the most diverse team of presenters from across the globe introduce you to more than 500 brands as we publish new and exclusive reviews every day. In fact, we have over 7,000 reviews available online right now, and you can join us from only $9.99 a month. However, we want to treat you to something a little special for listening to our podcast today. Use the promo code podcast to get 10% off the purchase price. Best of all, there's no time limit with this code, so you can keep using it when you renew your membership. So after listening to the rest of the podcast, head on over to lingerielowdown.com/join and use the promo code podcast today. Thanks for listening. Now let's get back to the podcast.
So yes, I've completed the jazz set with a thong. I wouldn't normally pick a thong. I normally like a brief, but I just liked how the thong looked with the rest of the set better than a wider brief, if that makes sense. It looked like it had a really pretty back on it. So I bought a lot of Edge of Beyond recently. And also Lingerie Lowdown have not helped with my addiction by encouraging me. I nearly bought some Barbie stuff as well from Edge of Beyond, which is just sheer mesh with a coloured satin trim. That was very tempting. They now have short dresses in like the, which is just sheer mesh. I mean, it's almost a completely pointless dress, but I bet it feels incredible to wear. I love the feeling of wearing something but knowing that I'm basically completely naked. Does that make sense? And like, this is what that dress does, is it kind of makes you feel like you have clothes on, but actually there's nothing in the way. They have a long dress, but it never really touches the floor on their models, and the way that they do the trim, it just kind of ends quite abruptly. It might look better in person as it moves and flows, but I've always, like, the short dress is going to look better because then it's not going to be cutting you off at the ankles. And they have a new colour, which is fuchsia, which I thought I liked, but I think it's too pink. I quite like the teal because it looks great with a tan. I really want the Libby set. That's the only one that I didn't manage to get any of in the sale, so I've just had to take it out of my bag and just going to have to wait on that one. And that is like teal and baby pink butterflies and peacocky kind of, they call it rejoice in romance. Really lovely. And then there's Betty, which is nude again, but nude with a, I think, a sparkly lace embroidery all over it. So it's a bit like the marionette set, but embellished or embroidered. And I nearly bought sort of the high-waisted knickers and then the long line bra to go with that. But this is why I had a fantasy basket of £2,000. And I mean, I still spent over £400 on the sample sale. It would have been less if I hadn't got the Shan bra, because that was the £145 that really kind of pushed it up a notch. But otherwise, like, yeah, I really enjoyed their sample. So you do have to be in there straight away, because it does start disappearing quite quickly. Let's just say. And I was currently like out shopping at my farmer's market, and I was like panicking, trying to see what was in the sale, because there was a lot of big sizes in the sale, because they're trying to sample larger sizes to expand their range, essentially. And I was worried that there wasn't going to be anything in my size, but there was like 8 pages of sale that was really struggling to load. And I rushed my shopping so I could get home to some spend too much money on such beautiful things. But I am going away, if I hadn't mentioned, to Italy. And I bought a bunch of bikinis, and I'm hoping also to just shoot some content. So I might take my Zuzea out there, and maybe my jazz set, just some really beachy tropical sets to take some photos in. Oh yeah, I remember what I was going to say about the Zuzea. I loved the bra and I loved the knickers, but I hated the suspender belt. It was awful, honestly awful, because it was just almost a straight band with then elastic straps coming off of it that just went around the middle of the waist. And it's like, this doesn't look pretty at all. Like, I don't know, like, it's not complimentary or flattering to the figure whatsoever. And then they brought out a new suspender belt that was a lot wider and had the shape that I love in a suspender belt, which is just it scoops around, sort of scooping towards each suspender clip, if that makes sense. Also, their Zuzea bra that isn't the crossover, what do they call it? Their high neck bra, I love. But the other bra, like, I just don't like the shape of the cups. Unless they've taken a picture of a large size and that's why it looks like it covers way more. Because I'm pretty sure they just use the same bra pattern on most of their bras. I mean, why wouldn't you? And it would be similar to the Daisy, which I love so much. So, like, it just makes my small boobs feel big without any push-up, which is, like, the highest praise I can give, honestly. Their pattern and fit is wonderful, and the quality of their make is just stunning, and their designs and their like the embroidery and just the colours that they use, they're all just so good. Though I'm not quite sure on their Vanessa. They've got a new colour called Ciel, which is just a really, really light silvery blue. And now originally their Vanessa was in this rose gold, like actually rose gold sheeny satin, and now they've got this in blue, and I'm just not sure. Like, I think you have to be very pale for it to look nice, because it almost looks strange on tanned skin because it's so silvery. And if you think your skin is a warm tone, having the silver on it, like, it's a brilliant ice queen set and it's so beautiful, but like the rose gold just melts into people's skin because it's so similarly toned, especially if you have a tan as well, or even not, if you have pink toned skin, it will also just look fabulous. And I would have quite liked to have a go at that, but the bra that I like, which is the unbuttoned bra, so you can have it as either like a solid quarter cup or a full cup with lace, because you can take that lace bit off, is £295. And there's a limit. Their pasties are £40. Gosh. I think the gilt rose gold shiny lace is very expensive, because even the waspy on its own is £245. It's French levers lace, that's why. And levers lace is really expensive and handmade, takes ages to make, can only be made by artisans, and there's very few machines left that still make it. which will be why it's very expensive. And I still prefer the more colourful or the more nude things. I'm not a fan of their Emile set, like the bra that they've made. They've tried to make a strapless bra and it's honestly really ugly. It's peacock inspired embroidery and it would normally be right up my street because it's sheer mesh with teal, petrol teal, really beautiful. And then, oh, they've got some naughty knickers. And then the bra is really ugly. And then they've got a second version of the bra and it's also really ugly and it just makes me a bit sad because it could have had so much promise, but they've just kind of made a really boring three-piece cup bra, and the piece over the middle or the top of the cup has got the embroidery on it, and so has the underband, and then the main section of the cup is sheer mesh, but they've not done a scalloped edge. They've not, normally they would work the embroidery into the top of the bra in some way. Like in Daisy, they have sort of the free edge that goes with the embroidery and like around the daisies. This is literally just a stripe of curly whirly embroidery, and it just does not look, it looks like a second thought. And yeah, I would have been all over peacock. Gimme, gimme, gimme peacock all day long. But this set is just a bit sad. The knickers are very naughty. So the back of the brief is kind of divided into three sections, and the middle section there is nothing, and either side there is like two bits of sheer mesh. So pretty sure you could just go to the loo straight through the knickers without pulling them down. Let's just say they're not crotchless, they're just crackless. And I'm loving their new Charlotte, which is sheer mesh for a change, with roses on it. They now have, they started with red roses on sheer mesh. Now they have white roses and black roses and gold roses on sheer mesh. And I was very tempted by the white roses, but it's kind of almost, because it really showed up the green of the leaves. And I never really liked the red roses of Charlotte. There was just something about it that just turned me off. If that makes sense. Probably just being fussy. And it was like their quarter cup that I was quite curious about. But I do like, it's very, the white Charlotte, the white sort of rose collection is very bridal. But they also have it with the quarter cup with the pasties or the cupless bra. So I love a good innocent looking lingerie that's a bit naughty because the style of it is a bit naughty. They do have this new O play suit that they've kind of sort of talked about a little bit, but not too much, where it's just straps for straps' sake. Oh, and it's £315 for sort of a top to bottom, almost like strappy dress play suit thing. Then they've got collars and garters. Gosh, their garters are £60, sod off. It's just elastic with O-rings. It's probably the hardware that's so expensive. That's kind of all I really have to confess in this one, is that Edge of Beyond has gotten the better of me and I've spent so much money. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to the Laundry Lowdown podcast. With me, Stephanie Bonham Carter, and you've been listening to Confessions of a Lingerie Addict. And oh boy, there was many today. Have a wonderful morning, day, evening, night, wherever you are, and I will see you in the next one. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to us on Lingerie Lowdown, the podcast. Don't forget that we release a brand new episode every Wednesday for you all to enjoy. So if you love lingerie as much as we do, make sure to catch us same time, same place, next week. Don't forget to visit the website lingerielowdown.com/join and use our promo code podcast to get a 10% discount off your membership today. So if you love lingerie as much as we do, make sure to catch us same time, same place, next week. In fact, it's not just lingerie we love to talk about and review. We cover it all from the world of intimates. From lingerie to hosiery, swimwear to sleepwear, kink and bondage, and we even review sex toys. all in the best possible taste, of course. With over 7,000 published reviews online, we're the number one review site, and we're publishing more every day. And don't forget to visit the website lingerielowdown.com/join and use our promo code PODCAST to get a 10% discount off your membership today.